54. At first glance, it reminded Jamie of humpback whale footage, the shots where the giant creatures glided toward the camera. Even seen from the front, they gave a sense of mass and size, and their faces always looked peaceful, like they were close to smiling. Whatever was coming toward them through the air had that sense of mass, but it was hostile, dangerous. Anger and rage came off it like heat. Instead of a whale's smile, the thing's face was covered with thick fur or some kind of mane that the distance blurred. The huge thing pushed down on the air with its wings. They were huge sheets of flesh stretched over a bone framework, the limbs of a bat taken to ridiculous scale. She'd seen wings like that on Game of Thrones, but even those were small compared to these. As the monstrous wings beat down, the desert beneath the creature exploded into clouds of dust and sand. A skeletal tree was ripped up by the downblast and tossed away. It spun in the air and crashed to the ground behind the creature. It gave her mind a way to judge scale. The thing in the air was 4 or 5 miles away. Whatever it was had to be bigger than a jumbo jet. It had to be enormous.
"Alpha predators,"
whispered Sasha. Her face paled. It moved toward them, toward the fold in space. In the distance, the bugmen wailed and cried out.
"Come on," Jamie said. "Let's get out of here."
Sasha didn't move.
"Sasha?"
Sasha's lips went slack. The rifle dropped from her hand and she staggered forward. Her eyelids stretched wider as she stared at the thing in the sky. One of the tiny veins across the white of her eye swelled up and burst. Red poured out across the white. The dragon wings thrust down again. This time, Jamie felt the air move. Sand and concrete grit pattered against her face and arms. The thing in the air had already cut the distance between them by a third.
"Sasha!"
Jamie grabbed her limp arm and yanked. The two of them stumbled in the sand and fell. Sasha rolled a few feet down a small dune, and the thing in the sky vanished behind them. She thrashed free of Jamie's grip.
"Did you hear it?"
she asked.
"Could you hear it too?"
"Hear what?"
Sasha looked over her shoulder at the thing in the sky, then looked away just as quickly. Her eye was bloodshot.
"It's hungry,"
she said.
"Oh, fuck me, it talked, and it's so hungry."
"It talked?"
Sasha pressed her hand over her bloodshot eye.
"It's so hungry,"
she said again. They could hear the sound of massive wings thrumming against the air like drumheads. The wind was steady now. Jamie had to squint against the dust and sand.
"We need to go,"
she said. She pulled on the strap and slung a rifle over her shoulder. She was pretty sure it still had bullets in it.
"We need to go before the bomb goes off."
Sasha let herself be pulled to her feet.
"Yeah,"
she said, squinting against the blasting grit.
"Yeah, let's go."
They slogged across the wasteland back toward the ruined cinderblock wall of Site B. Sand already covered half of the dead bugman, and the wind swept more onto it, even as she watched. Just past it, no more than a dozen yards away, she could see the shimmer of the fold around the rings. Another blast of wind and sand brought them to a halt as the thing in the sky pounded at the air again. Small rocks and bits of concrete pattered against them. They covered their eyes and bent into each other. When they could look again, the Alpha Predator filled the sky in front of them. It was less than a mile away. Its wingspan had to be over 1,000 feet. The wings drifted up like someone stretching in the morning. The front of the creature, what Jamie had thought was a face, was a cluster of tentacles. They reached out and twisted in a constant dance. Most of them looked about 50 feet long, but she could see half a dozen that looked 3 or 4 times longer. Two of the long ones stretched out to drag in the sand as it sailed forward. Below each wing, Jamie could see thin legs, or maybe arms. They were folded up against the body, the way a bird of prey would hold its legs while flying. Against the thing's sheer bulk, they reminded her of a T-Rex with its tiny front arms. The wings reached their high point and slammed down again. The blast of wind ripped at the desert around Jamie and Sasha. They grabbed each other and closed their eyes. The sand tore at their clothes and hair and skin. It forced Jamie back a step and she dragged Sasha with her, then another step, and another. The ground fell away from her feet. Her grip on Sasha's arm slipped. They were holding wrists, hands, fingers, and then they flew apart. Jamie risked opening her eyes and saw Sasha tumble away across the sand. The wind had thrown both of them into the air. and in that half second, something blotted out the sun. The Alpha Predator passed over them. It stretched on and on, like the freight trains that had rumbled past Jamie's after-college apartment at midnight. As her eyes flinched closed against the sandstorm, she glimpsed one of the dragging tentacles as it plowed through the sand. It was a tree trunk of flesh and muscle. Then the sandstorm slammed her side first into a sand dune and knocked the wind out of her. She gasped for air and filled her mouth with grit and dust. It turned to mud on her tongue and she tried to spit it out between wheezing breaths. Jamie covered her mouth and nose. She felt the sand piling up around her. The side of the dune slid down to bury her hips and feet. It trickled into her jeans and sneakers. She kicked sand off her legs and it built up in her lap. Eyes closed, she tried to stand, but the weight of the sand and the wind pushed her back down. Her heart raced. She shoved herself up again, and this time she stood. The wind slowed down. The battering sand turned to a patter against her clothes and skin. She wiped sand from her lashes and risked opening her eyes. The thing in the sky had roared past. Its long tail swung back and forth in the air. The wings came down again and kicked up another gust of sand, but it was already far enough away that only a few grains pelted her, like a windy day at the beach. She looked around for Sasha. There was no sign of the other woman. Jamie took in a breath to yell and stopped herself. What if there were more bugmen around? She glanced over her shoulder. What if she attracted the Alpha Predator's attention? The image of the dragging tentacle passed through her mind. She saw it finding Sasha half buried in the sand, wrapping itself around her, lifting her up to the massive creature.
Sasha!
The shout rang flat in the wasteland. No echo came back through the air. Jamie looked around and shouted again. Something bright red came out of the sand about 30 feet away. Sasha lifted herself onto all fours and coughed out a mouthful of damp grit. She rolled back and sat on her heels. Jamie staggered across the sand.
Oh, Jesus,
she said.
I thought it ate you.
I thought it got you,
said Sasha.
I think that big fucking tentacle went right between us.
Jamie pulled her to her feet.
You ready to get out of here?
Fuck yes.
Jamie looked behind her and saw the rippling wasteland stretch out for miles. She turned and saw the Alpha moving away. The clouds of sand and dust in its wake now hid the canyon. She traced the creature's path, backward, but still couldn't see the remains of Site B, or the dead bugman, or the shimmer in the air. Even free from the rings, it seemed the shimmer was only visible in one direction. Sasha wiped the last bits of sand from her eyes.
Oh, fuck me,
she said.
Where's the door?